Masechet Baba Metzia Perek Bet Mishnah He. When talking about Hashavat Aveda, the Pisukim say, Lo tir'e et shod achicha o et tzayonin dahim v'hit alamta mehem. You're not allowed to see your brother's ox or his sheep wandering and turn away from them. Hashav teshivim le'achicha, return the object to him. And then it says, V'chein ta'aseh l'hamoro. Also the same applies to his donkey. V'chein ta'aseh l'simlato. The same applies to his lost garment. V'chein ta'aseh l'chol avedat tahicha asher tovad mimenu umsatan. The same applies to any lost object of your brother that is lost from him and that you find. Lo tuchal hit'alem. You're not allowed to turn away from them. You have to return them to him. The line in this pasuk, lechol avedat achicha, v'chein ta'aseh lechol avedat achicha, the same applies to all lost objects of your brother, seems to be a catch-all line. Anything you find has to be returned. So the Mishnah here is going to explain, why do we need to specify v'chein ta'aseh l'simlato, the same applies to his lost garment. Why do they need to specify that one? It would be part of lechol avedat achicha. So why do they need to say that one specifically? Of course, we can ask this question on anything else mentioned in these pisukim, but we mention the simla over here because it's the example that we learn out that only lost items that have a siman have to be returned to their owner, and the owner does not have yush on them. He does not give up hope of finding them. Mishnah says, afa simla hayeta bichlal kol ele. The fact that we have the word garment, that should be included in the kol ele, kol avedat tahicha, all the lost objects of your brother. So why does that the Torah tells us about, lama yatzat, why do we single out this one in the pasuk? L'hakish eleha, to compare all other lost objects to a garment. Lomad lach, masim lami yuhaydech, yesh basimanim v'yesh latovim. It tells us the following, that a garment is unique in the fact that it has simanim, identifying marks, and also has owners who are looking to claim it. They're looking for it back. So therefore, if a person finds a simla, a garment, he's required to announce it, the hachriz, and to try and identify its owner, if that owner could find the siman. We say that a simla, a dress, or a garment, has a unique component to it. Everyone, especially in those days, had a unique way that their clothes were made, and therefore, that is the way that we could find the rightful owner through the siman. Af kol davar sheyesh lo simanim veyesh lo tovim hayav lehachriz. The same applies to any other lost object that has a siman and has real owners who are trying to find it. Person who finds it has to announce it to try and find the rightful owner if that owner could find the siman.